Welcome back. 3:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Great to have you along on this Wednesday afternoon, and it's time to talk to Charlie Hurt. Charlie writes the Washington Times nuclear option column, and today's is entitled Washington, where nobody gets fired and everybody eats lunch. And he's exactly right. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm real good. Although I wish I had a job in the federal government, because, I mean, all the things that just to think of the things we could get away with.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I was talking about this earlier. It's really strange in that very few heads roll within the government as a rule. And I can go back, I don't know, you know, 25, 35 years, and I just don't remember people being held responsible. And I'm curious as to why. And in this case, as an example with the IRS, maybe it's for fear that whistleblowers would step forward and tell a real story.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you talk to small business owners around the, you know, outside of Washington, and, you know, they have complaints about regulation, they have complaints about the, you know, the EPA, you know, keeps a farmer from building a pond to feed his cattle on his farm. You know, they can come with all these complaints, but the one complaint that I think is probably the most mystifying to people in the rest of the country, where they get their work done and they do what they're supposed to do, is this concept that these people in the federal government, there is no end to what they can do and never be held accountable for it, never have heads roll, and it has, I think it has something to do with the political nature of the place and the way that you know, somebody has looked out for somebody else in the past. Therefore, they get a free pass going forward, and it's a disgusting way to run a government.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with policies that have been established over the years. You know, you have to jump through hoops in order to fire someone. And, I mean, you have to do paperwork and more paperwork and more paperwork. And you have to investigate. And then you have to do more paperwork. It's such a pain that people probably figure in those positions of hiring and firing, just figure, you know, just bump them up the ladder, get them out of my office, and, you know, keep them in the government. And that way I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's so true and a lot of it goes back to union rules that have been around for decades and, you know, ostensibly to protect employees. But what it winds up doing is that it ensconces them in these situations and even if they're in over their head or whatever, or they commit a lot of misconduct, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the federal government. And these people, they act like, well, it's not our money, so who cares? But it is our money. And wait a minute, I don't like paying taxes, I don't like doing all this, but I especially don't like it when it's just completely, you know, it just feathers the nest of people who are incompetent, or worse, you know, in these cases, you know, with the IRS, employees going after conservative groups based on their politics, based on the fact that their politics, the idea, I mean, in the private sector, those people would be fired so quickly, they would never know what hit them.
No, it's true. It's true. Hey, what's your gut telling you on this? Does this go all the way to the White House?
You know, this is what I think, Andy, goes to the White House. Is, you know, there was the Benghazi thing, which it was, you know, disgusting and it's, you know, it's captivating and all this. But we had an election, and elections tend to sort of take a lot of sort of stuff out with the tide, and so a lot of that had eased up. But I think that in these two cases, with the IRS and the whole business with probing the phone records of reporters, what we have is an infusion of politics in every single corner of the federal government, in the areas where there should be absolutely no politics whatsoever. The idea that the IRS is carrying out political vendettas, which is essentially what they're doing, that they're carrying out political vendettas. You know, these are the people who take our hard-earned money away from us and punish people who try to cheat the system. The idea that even that is now politicized, I think, speaks to a culture in the administration and a culture of this government. And this president, President Obama, is the head of the administration, and he has done everything he can to protect every facet of this federal government. And I think that in that respect, it does go to the White House, and in that respect, it will be it will prove politically devastating to the White House, and it should, because this stuff needs to change. It needs to stop. This man ran on promises that he was going to change the way politics operated in this town, change government, and what is he doing? He's just spreading it all into you know, other parts of the government that that just seemed unimaginable a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, and then they wonder. They wonder why the right has concerns. Maybe those concerns are legitimate. You know, the Tea Party has been hammered left and right over, you know, paranoia and conspiracy theories. And what happens? The government gets burned. They get stung in this, IRS deal. So, if you're a member of the Tea Party right now, you got to be going, see, told you. You know?
Exactly, and these people, you know, liberals, big government liberals, which I think is no self-respecting liberal is in favor of big government, but whatever. Big government liberals that we have today, and the media, they're so good at being snide and making fun of the Tea Party people and making them look ridiculous and making them seem extreme, all because a lot of them are not terribly polished people because, you know what, they hate slick politicians. And so, you know, that's not who they are. And so it's easy for these people to, to make fun of them. But the truth of the matter is, you know, what they're talking about, their understanding of the founding, I mean, George Washington would have had, the IRS would have gone after George Washington if George Washington were around today. Patrick Henry would be run out of town on a rail by the IRS if he were around today. And it's terrifying.
It is. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, please check it out. Washington, Where Nobody Gets Fired and Everybody Eats Lunch. It's by Charlie Hurd. It's in today's Washington Times. Thanks, Charlie. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. It is 3:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.